Dan, we only have one more hour left. Twins baseball pregame on the air at 5 o'clock tonight. Dave Schwartz will join us at 4:30. Dave likes the Twins fire sale, so he'll explain that coming up. I have so many things I want to talk about this half hour. This is what happens when we have an hour left. I think I want to start with the fact that America's political culture is still talking about Sidney Sweeney, which to me says there's nothing really going on, right? The Sidney Sweeney story has taken a political term, which is because we have a president who is also like a carnival barker trying to entertain, trying to distract, trying to whip up culture war stuff. So Sidney Sweeney, if you don't know, is the American actress who has been doing a number of, I would say, strange endorsements, sexually charged, sexy spots. She's the one who did the, what was it, Dan, where she was like selling her bath water?
Yeah, it was. They turned it into soap. Used bathwater into soap.
Sure. And so the thing that's been making a lot of noise lately are these ads that she did for American Eagle jeans. And lunatics on the left were like, this is a Nazi dog whistle trying to say that great jeans is blonde hair and blue eyes. White girl. You're like, no, I mean, it's possible that it's a jeans company. And she's a young woman.
That's just it. They were making a play on the word jeans.
Yeah, she's attractive.
Talking about how attractive she is, not
right.
The only possible attractive person is a blonde and blue-eyed female.
I don't think that's what the ad said, but that's
no, it's not at all what the ad said, but that's what the lunatics on the left are trying to say.
Right. So Donald Trump doesn't want to be out lunatic. And he found out, I think this was over the weekend, that one of the kind of tabloid New York Post or something like this found out that Sidney Sweeney in the last election was a registered Republican in Florida. And so now we love Sidney Sweeney if you're on the right. And already people on the right were having like an anti-woke moment with the ads, so that was fun. And now our president, our commander-in-chief, our true inspiration as a quality human being, posts on Truth Social, Sidney Sweeney, a registered Republican, has the hottest ad out there. It's for American Eagle, and the jeans are flying off the shelves. Go get him, Sidney. And then, on the other side of the ledger, Jaguar did a stupid and seriously woke advertisement that is a total disaster. And then, Taylor Swift ends up, like, taking some strays. Look at woke singer Taylor Swift. Ever since I alerted the world as to what she was by saying on Truth that I can't stand her, hate. She was booed out of the Super Bowl and became no longer hot. The tide is seriously turned. Being woke is for losers. Being Republican is what you want to be. Thank you for your attention to this matter. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. It's some crazy times that we live in. What is also amazing to me is how quickly, because we're just like, we cheer for whoever is on our team, right? So whoever's our guy, we don't care. Whatever they do, it doesn't matter how ridiculous it is. You have to be like, well, he's right. Whereas like any other time in American history, if the president of the United States was posting or speaking about, I don't, how old is Sydney Sweeney? Like,
she's in her 20s somewhere.
I was getting grief the other day when I said that she was attractive. You're the president of the United States saying she has the hottest ads out there. I guess he said she had the hottest ad. I'm sure that was very carefully.
Sure.
Just so weird. It's just, you just can't make it up. And there is something to me that I find disgusting. And that's how quickly we've just sort of accepted that this is what it is. And I guess, like, what can you do about it? There's nothing we can do about it. But people defending this sort of stuff, I think, is, I don't know. Am I surprised? Am I?
I mean, I don't know how you can be surprised at this point.
There's part of me who thinks, is this just who we are now? This is just what it's going to be forever? Or will, like, if you get a more normal group of candidates, like, do we go back to being more normal? I don't know. This is not normal. I'm sorry. It's not normal. The president, like, weighing in on this sort of stuff, and, like, Taylor Swift isn't hot anymore. Like, ugh.
Well, I mean, I get, you know, now you get into the weeds of how you want to define normal. It's normal for right now.
Right.
But is it a forever thing?
I
don't know. I mean, he's a unique character in politics and has certainly pushed the cultural connection to politics in a direction it hasn't been before.
Yeah.
But there's also a whole lot of people lined up behind him, helping him push it. He's not the reason that this is all happening. He's as much a symptom as he is something that, you know, is pushing this, right? The idea of seeing everything in our culture through a political lens didn't start with him.
No.
But he did pour gas on the fire. There's no question about that. I'm not saying, but it's on us ultimately to decide if we're going to react to this kind of stuff or not. And if we do, then guess what politicians are going to do? They're going to keep trying to feed it to us. It's like, it's, you know, the politics is an algorithm now, right? It's feeding us what we're asking for and what we respond to. And that's all this is. Instead of just looking at this and saying the reaction to this ad was crazy, it all of a sudden has to take on a political tenor. It can't just be crazy all on its own as a Looney Tune response to an ad. It's got to have political drive behind it or to be taken advantage of in a political way. That's who we are and what we do now.
Yeah, I wonder if like there's a cringiness to this.
Sure.
That, you know, we've also, and look, I've pointed out plenty of things that this administration has done that I agree with. So it's not that like I have Trump derangement syndrome. Like I really don't. But it is to me, I don't know. You just wonder if a more normal candidate, if we would get a time where things would chill out a little bit. To a certain degree, this is harmless. It's like you're just sort of weighing in on some cultural thing, and who cares? Like, you get back to work. It's not, I don't think it's, I'm not someone to say, like, you can't walk and chew gum. It's not like this is taking over the White House. It is, and now I'm talking myself into it, right? Like, where I suppose, would I rather have a president who appears to know what's going on culturally with conversations that people are having in the culture? I don't know. I don't need a talk show host as president. Like, this is sort of my gig, to know what you guys are talking about. And you're like, is that what I want? I don't know. Let's break. You can weigh in on this, 651-461-9226. Drive Time back in just a minute. I was going to talk a little bit about term limits. Maybe we'll wait for tomorrow for that. Just been thinking about how today news that there is a candidate who is going to run against Melvin Carter for mayor of St. Paul, Kaylee Vang. It just made me think about that topic. So maybe we'll revisit that tomorrow. But just like, the fact that here we are, I don't know, a week later, still talking about Sydney Sweeney and jeans, largely because of the weekend, it was reported that she was a registered Republican. And then this morning, the president, in something he's very good at, launching some post out there on social media. And it ends up taking over conversation. Maybe this is my fault for even bringing it up. Dan in Hopkins is on the talk and text line. Dan, thanks for listening and calling.
Yeah.
I know you're
fun meeting you at the fair last year.
Yes, fun to meet you too.
You have a beautiful smile. You really do.
Thank you. Thank
you.
Now you're going to destroy me, though, I feel
it. Now that I flattered you.
I can feel it. Well, I know you're a Trump supporter, right?
I am.
So what do you think about, like, this sort of stuff? Like, oh, you know, Taylor Swift isn't hot anymore, like, since I told everyone how woke.
I don't like it. I don't like it at all. And I think virtually every Trump supporter doesn't like it. But it's, you know, the cost-benefit scales.
Yeah.
He wins in the cost-benefit scales of a, you know, safe country, you know, strong economy. The list is quite a lengthy list, and I can see that it's hard to be objective when a person is raised a Democrat or has Democratic or Marxist leanings. But in the cost-benefit scales, he wins. But it does bother us enormously that he doesn't have – he's not more judicious in how he talks and what he says.
Mm, yeah.
And so it makes me laugh because I remember when – the election was happening, and Dave Josephson, bless his heart, said, I want to vote for Joe Biden because I like his integrity and his character, while Joe Biden is making millions of dollars, selling his office around the world. You know, so I think that's the trade-off. You can be extremely charming and nice and win the hearts of people, but in truth, Trump has not even taken a salary.
Right,
and he,
right.
His mouth gets out of control. But as far as,
well, I think he, like,
you know what I'm saying?
You know, certainly the Biden family, the Trump family, they have maximized their personal financial opportunities from being close to the center of power. I don't think that was only a
Biden.
Do
you really think so as far as Trump goes? Only because he was
not Trump himself,
but
you look at his family. I mean, look at the hangers on. Like, everybody's cashing in. Like, I don't know. To me, like, that doesn't outrage me. I think we've certainly learned, you know, you look at the way Biden was trying to hang on to power and all the people around him when he certainly wasn't competent to be remaining in office.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think as we've learned more and more and more, I mean, I said all along, I didn't think he should be running. For me, it was mostly his age and the fact that you could tell he had lost his fastball. Now, I think it's much more apparent, like, how hard they went to try to cover that up, which I think is outrageous.
What about the 20 shell companies that Congress uncovered? That he was hiding money that he got from our enemies, namely the Chinese communists.
He's done, though. You know what I mean? Like, he's done. So I guess, like, I'm not that interested in that anymore, you know? He's done.
Okay.
He's done. I think his permanent legacy, for me, will always be tarnished because of the fact there was an active cover-up going against the people of this country to his ability to function in the office. So to me, you're like,
ask you one last.
Yeah, go ahead.
One last question. What do you think of, because, you know, Adam and Jordana this morning, they didn't seem to know what Tulsi Gabbard's announcement was, how she articulated the level of corruption. She called it treason on the part of our government officials, these very charming, friendly, well-spoken, smooth politicians. What was really going behind closed doors with Comey, Brenner, Clapper, Barack Obama, Susan Rice. What are your thoughts on that?
I think that accusing former government officials of treason is you better have the goods.
Right.
Because I don't think it's good for America. I think our country was stronger when you had an administration. Then you had an election, and then you moved on to the next administration. And I'm worried that we have become obsessed with evening scores and going back into the past instead of focusing on the future. So there's
even
so much.
Even if crimes were committed.
How big of a crime?
America.
How big of a crime do you think it's worth to go back and undermine the whole underpinnings of what our government is.
Because
I would rather see rooted out going forward.
Wouldn't
I don't know.
You rather see justice of people who want to weaponize government against American citizens?
I guess it depends what it is. It's got to be really, 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 really bad.
Okay.
I don't think this is what, for me, this is not what the Treason Act was intended to be about. Disagreeing with the way that politics was carried out. I don't know.
But they wanted
if they got more evidence, if they've got the goods, I guess. But like, I don't know. To me, I'm not that interested in it. Is that wrong? Like, I think we all have our things that we care about. And to me, what was going on during the Obama administration in, 2016, 10 years ago? Move on. How much time and energy and money are we wasting? This is what we care about? I don't know. To me, it's, I don't. Jeff, in Sauk Rapids, you're on the air.
Jason.
Jeff, I gave a pretty good run there for our last caller. I try to be fair.
You gave a good run. I'm just wondering, how embarrassing do we have to become before we quit, before we just knock it off? How far does this embarrassment have to go?
Yeah. Well, I think we're going 4 years. If Trump makes it, we're going 4 years.
You know, most of my life, we kind of criticized the British for their propriety, almost snobbishness.
Yeah.
I have a question. Do you think we could get them to take us back?
Thanks, Jeff. I mean, it is something to try to argue that, like, the Trump family isn't trying to cash in on the election. I don't know. I do think it is reasonable for people to decide that they want to do a cost-benefit analysis and say, well, I think the good outweighs the bad. I get it. Let's break. And we're going to talk sports. Dave Schwartz, big moves of the weekend. But we've also learned a lot more about the Twins sell-off. How does Dave feel about 10 players or 11 players getting traded? Let's do that in just a minute. Twins baseball coming on the air here at 5 o'clock on the home of the Twins, CCO.